Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 20 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 30% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code i5-4. Hi, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 34. Sequential numbers are good luck, by the way, so it's going to be a good one. I'm Sarah Lane, and it's time for us to pick this week's five best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks. And they're off! Number one. So, I'm very excited to let you know that I've embarked on a little experiment with a service called Fancy Hands. I don't know if they do jazz hands, but they really should. I'm outsourcing everyday tasks to an assistant that I've never met in an effort to make my life easier. Are you intrigued? Okay, so here's how it works. I installed the Fancy Hands app, which is free. Then I signed up for a monthly plan, which is not free. The cheapest one is 5 tasks for $25 per month. So that's the one that I chose. Then I looked through my to-do list and I picked a couple of tasks that I actually have to get done, but I either don't want to do or I just don't have time for, like finding some cushions for my dining room chairs that I could buy online. I wrote my request out inside the app. I also have the option of dictating it if I don't want to write. I'm looking for a hybrid car that's less than $50,000 that has leather seats. I took a photo of one of my chairs to help this assistant of mine get a sense of what they're looking for. And then I sat back and waited. Sure enough, within a few minutes, Katie messaged me to ask what my color preferences were and how much I was looking to spend, which were two details that I had conveniently forgotten in my initial request. So, pretty cool. Now, Fancy Hands has a helpful list of popular requests. If you're like, gosh, I like this idea, but I just don't know where to start. So tasks range from flower delivery to restaurant reservations to moving truck pricing research, stuff that's just not really fun to take care of on your own. The idea is that we all have these things that we need to take care of, but having a personal assistant is a luxury most of us will never be able to afford. So why not spend a little money and hand off at least a few things each month? I love this idea. Now, obviously, some tasks are going to work better than others. Your assistants are people that you don't actually know. And maybe my assistant, Katie, is going to pick out dining chair cushions that I don't like, or she gets the whole thing wrong, or maybe it just doesn't work out well. But maybe she'll pick out ones not only do I not hate, but never would have found on my own. If my first month with Fancy Hands go well, I will be renewing my subscription, and I'll keep you all posted. Number two. So Karen wrote in asking me what I thought of Stitcher Radio, since I've said many times in the past how much I like the podcast app Downcast. Truth is, I haven't really used Stitcher all that much, so I thought, you know what? This weekend, I'm going to give it a try. And I have to say, for a free talk radio on-demand experience, Stitcher is pretty great. You can search for shows based on what's new or what's popular. You can search by genre. You can even search by specific topic, like someone's name if it comes up in a podcast somewhere. So show discovery is great. You can also make custom stations for shows that you want to group together. So I made a tech one, and I added podcasts from Engadget and The Verge and iMore, for example. Those are all good podcasts, and they kind of have something to do with each other. Now, I also made a favorites playlist, which includes shows I love, but they don't necessarily all have the same theme. They're just shows I love. They're my favorites. Now, as I listen to various episodes of shows, my smart station, this is something that Stitcher does just for me, will start filling up with content suggested based on what I've given a thumbs up or thumbs down to and what I've been listening to. It's kind of like how I use Pandora. Get smarter as you go along. Although music seems easier for me to lump together than podcasts, so I'll have to play around with this feature and see what gets suggested to me and if I indeed like it. Now, Stitcher has a friend activity tab if you like getting inspired by your friends' podcast choices. It's pretty standard. It also has a live radio option. So if you're just looking to listen to something that's happening right now, you can do that too. It's free. So you do get ads here and there. I've read a few grumbles online from users that say interstitial commercials are just a bit much, Stitcher. But again, free content, it's kind of how these things tend to work. What I love is getting into my car, firing up Stitcher, and then listening to my personalized radio via Bluetooth. It's a well-designed app. Discovery works great. Dare I say, maybe a little more user-friendly than my beloved Downcast app. I'm sorry, Downcast. I also like Stitcher now. Okay, quick. Put your thinking cap on. You want to put together a cool poster for an upcoming birthday party or a concert or a book signing or a garage sale or something like that. Or maybe you want to make something funny or inspirational in the keep calm and carry on spirit. How do you do it? What's your tool of choice? Look no further than an app called Foster. Get it? Photo. Poster. Foster. So you start with one of Foster's 200 free templates, quite a few of them, and then you just kind of get to editing. You can erase or edit any text, or change colors, or mess with fonts. You can add your own photos, URLs, background design, whatever. When you've got something that you're happy with, you can save it to your camera roll. You could post it online, or you could open it in one of your many other photo editing apps if you're like me and have a billion of them, and you really want to go crazy. Now, I've played around with a few of the templates, and I've made some creations, and some are a little bit more cumbersome than others, especially with really small text. But again, it's about the final product and what you're looking to make. For a free app, Foster is a lot of fun. It doesn't really take a lot of effort to come away with something that looks like you put a lot more effort into it than you actually did. We would like to take this moment to thank Shutterstock.com for sponsoring this episode of i5. So picture it. You've got this rad project that you're working on, but you need that perfect image or video, and you just don't have one on hand. With Shutterstock, you can choose from over 20 million, that's right, I said 20 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips from pro photographers and artists. All the content is reviewed before it goes into Shutterstock's library, that's how you know it's good, and 10,000 images are added each day. That's incredible. You can choose individual image packs or a monthly subscription for the best deal. You can download 25 images per day with a standard subscription, and you can download any image in any size and pay only one price. Shutterstock is very easy to use. You just start with a search, you drill down by subject and asset type, gender, emotion, even sort images by color spectrum. If you're working with a team, Shutterstock lets you save images to a lightbox that then you can share with others. And there's that Webby-winning iPad app. Search on the go and use it to display images during presentations. In honor of the new season of Game of Thrones, I went hunting for dragon images on Shutterstock, and as expected, they have a bunch. So, do you want to try out Shutterstock? Just sign up for a free account. No credit card needed. Just start an account, and when you decide to purchase, use the offer code I54, and new accounts will receive 30% off any package. That's Shutterstock.com, and for 30% off new accounts, use the offer code I54. That's I-F-I-V-E, the number 4. And thanks to Shutterstock for their support of I5. Number 4. It's time for a duh tip. We got a duh tip from Jonathan. Jonathan is the latest to pass along the most popular duh tip sent in by i5 viewers each week ever. I'm actually serious. Every single week, at least 8 to 10 of you send in this one. What do you think it is? Let's read Jonathan's email now. He writes, I listen to a lot of music on my iPhone and discovered that if you double-click the home button on a sleeping iPhone or lock screen, the iPad controls show up and you can hit play. It will start to play whatever you were playing last on the music app. This works even if the music app was completely closed. Now, I know a bunch of you are eye-rolling hardcore because, of course, you already knew this, and doesn't everybody know this? But honestly, I really would hate to think that anybody was unlocking their phones just to pause their audio unnecessarily. It's also kind of why it's called a duh tip, right? It's nice to have those music controls at the ready. By the way, while we're talking about audio, you know, the little controls on Apple earbuds that let us turn the volume up or down, here it is, also have a little play pause button if you click right in the middle. Did you know that? Remember, you own your iPhone sound. It doesn't own you. Finally, number 5, I would like to end with a little numbers trick from a gentleman known simply as Perpierp. honestly, that's what he told me to call him. He writes, when you're in the calculator app and you have digits in the display, you can delete them one by one with a swipe to the left or the right. Thought that could be useful. Love the show. Prepare up, I love you too. And yes, it certainly is helpful, especially since there's no other way to just delete the last entered number rather than clear the entire string. Great little trick. And no thanks to Apple for making this feature extremely not obvious. Because I don't know about you, but I use the calculator app all the time for everything. Because math is not hard. It's just something that will come in handy. And thanks to all of you for watching this episode of i5, Good People of Earth. To automatically download the show every week, just hit the subscribe button. You can find that at twit.tv/i5. That's where you can catch up on past episodes and find links to our featured apps and our tips and our tricks, too. Email us questions and ideas to i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. I haven't gotten many good ones recently, so step it up, people of Earth. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you right here next week on i5 for the iPhone.